You're listening to Conversations, Episode 3.
What's up, you guys? It's your girl, Carly, and welcome to Conversations. Each week, we get together and chat lifestyle and wellness tips, real talk girl advice, navigating every season of your life, and so much more. Think of Conversations as your weekly bestie hangout to explore new perspectives, take away new knowledge, and level up your life. So let's get into the conversation.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Conversations Podcast. Hope you guys are having a great day. It's your girl, Carly. Today, we are sitting down. I wanted to talk about hacking your morning, building a great morning routine, and things that you can do just to have like an overall better morning routine without having to wake up way earlier than you already are or adding a whole bunch of steps in, just like things that you can add or like habits that you can build in your morning routine to make it the best morning routine that you can possibly have. Because I know a lot of us want to do things like wake up earlier or be more efficient or incorporate new goals that we set at the beginning of the year or like really whenever you're listening to this. Obviously, you can set goals anytime throughout the year. But I know a lot of us like have those ambitions and have those things that we've wanted to do. And today I wanted to share with you what I do in my morning routine and how I habit stack and how I like incorporate things. If you're watching on video, I apologize if the angle is slightly changed. I'm testing out a new like video audio recording software and it's not without its bugs. So I'm trying, but whatever, you guys don't need to hear or watch about like my audio visual problems. Let's dive into my current morning routine. So first things first is obviously I wake up. Now my alarm goes off at 5:30 a.m. Monday through Friday for a couple reasons. One, I've always been a morning person. So that's actually a big reason why I don't do a lot of episodes on like how to wake up earlier, because I just like I'm a natural morning person. I love to wake up early in the morning. But also at the same time, I've mentioned this before, my girlfriend is in the military and she has to go to work very early. So she gets up at that time too. And it's just easier if we both get up at the same time, because then I'm not grumpy and like half asleep, or like I'm not getting up earlier than her. And now she's like up earlier than she needs to be and everything in between. So I get up at 5:30. And when I say get up, I will say my alarm goes off at 5:30. And usually every single time it goes off, I will snooze my alarm. And my alarm is set for like a 9-minute snooze. Then I will eventually wake up the second time. Now, this is a place where I personally see I can have like a hack implemented into my own morning routine, because I, without fail, will snooze my alarm. And it's not necessarily because I want to continue sleeping, because once my alarm goes off, I'm like, okay, it's time to wake up. And I sleep with like molded eyeball sleep masks, and we have blackout curtains, and I have a really good like sleep routine set up. But once my alarm goes off, I'm like, okay, it's time to wake up. But I'm just like not ready to do the whole waking up thing. So I'm not necessarily sleeping, but I'm also not necessarily ready to like get out of bed and like go on with my day. So what I think I personally need to do to kind of hack my morning routine is actually set my alarm 9 minutes earlier than I actually need it to be. So set it at 5:21, so that when I snooze it for 9 minutes, I'm actually waking up at 5:30 and like getting out of bed versus getting out of bed at like 5:40-ish. And I say this because I have other parts of my morning routine. I like do wake up a considerable amount of hours earlier than when I actually start my job, but I fill those hours with this routine that I've had for probably almost the past like 5 or 6 years. And I really enjoy it. I enjoy not having to rush. I enjoy not having to like run around the house. I enjoy having the time to have a slow morning. And that's really important to me. So giving myself that alarm for like 9 minutes before I actually have to get out of bed is definitely a hack that I'm going to start implementing into my morning routine. And if you know you're kind of the same person and you do kind of a similar thing, this actually could be a really good implementation slash hack for you as well. I think you can actually custom set the amount of minutes that you can snooze for. In like a lot of cases, we use our Echo as our alarm. So I think that you can go into the app settings and you can like change the amount of minutes snoozed. But if you know like 9 minutes is too long or 7 minutes is like just right, like you can also change that. But if you're the kind of person who will snooze it just to snooze it, consider setting your alarm for like that extra minutes earlier, so you're actually up and out of bed by the time your alarm goes off. Once I'm up and out of bed, I immediately go into the bathroom. Most of the time, because I have to pee, we all have to pee when we wake up in the morning, I walk into the bathroom, and after I'm done going to the washroom, this is when I will do my teeth brushing and also my skincare. So I brush my teeth every single morning before I do my skincare, so I'm not getting toothpaste on my skincare and whatnot. And also too, I can like wipe it off and I'm not wiping off my skincare, but I'll brush my teeth and then I will do my skincare. Now, I kind of do my skincare and the rest of this part of my morning routine together as a habit stack. So I brush my teeth, whatever. In the morning, I do like a very minimal face cleanser. I use the La Roche-Posay, I think it's called Toe Clair. Everything is in French and I don't speak French, but it's like a very gentle cleanser. And so I use a pump of that and I'll wash my face and then I'll wipe it off with a hot towel, dry my face. And then when I get into my skincare routine, I do like a vitamin E hyaluronic and a vitamin C and all of that. But something I've really been trying to prioritize is letting my skincare soak in. We talked about this actually in the 75 Soft episode about how I've been doing my like nighttime skincare routine earlier so that it is actually absorbed into my skin. It's not like getting absorbed by my pillow, and also so I can start mouth taping again and my mouth tape isn't sliding all over my face. But that same kind of principle or like thought or idea is also applying to my morning routine, because I'm trying to give myself enough time for my skincare to sink into my face before I add another product on top of that. So I do like a thermal water also by La Roche-Posay and then do my hyaluronic acid, because you're supposed to put hyaluronic acid on when your face is wet. So I do that. And then while that's sinking in, it does not need that much time, hyaluronic acid. So while that's sinking in, I'll go into the kitchen, I'll grab my water, which I do set out the night before. So that's another habit stack that I do for myself to make my morning really easy. And also, I don't want to say efficient, because morning routines, like, they're supposed to be good for you and relaxing and like healthy. Like, you're not supposed to look for like efficiency or checking a box every single time, but I do it so my mornings can be more efficient. I can be more like brain dead almost in the morning. I don't have to think about things as much. So I set myself out 2 water bottles the night before. They're both 500 milliliters. They both add up to 1 liter. And I will go into the kitchen and I will chug this 0.5 liter of water right in the morning while my skincare is soaking in. When that's done, I will go back to my bathroom. Then I will put on my vitamin C. And your vitamin C needs like a little bit of extra time to soak in. So I'll put on my vitamin C and then come back into the kitchen. And this is where I prep my other drinks for the day. Now, if you've been a follower of mine for like years, you know I am a green tea in the morning girly. So I will take the other 500 milliliter water bottle. I will put it into my Ember mug, which I absolutely adore. It's like a warming mug. Put it in there, keep the rest of the water for my morning vitamins, and then dump my water into my kettle and then turn the kettle on. This is also another like routine habit stack type of situation that I do, where I turn my kettle on and then while the water is boiling and also while my skincare is still soaking in, I'll go and I'll open all of the curtains. So I'm the kind of person who is like a closing time, closing shift at the house type of girly. So all of the curtains are getting closed, everything is getting like put away and like reorganized before I go to bed. So in the morning, while my kettle is brewing, I'll go and I'll open all the curtains and then I'll turn the TV on to the fireplace channel, because I like just to have like a little ambiance, a little bit of like fireplace crackle in the morning while I'm doing my morning routine and even while I'm kind of meditating. So I'll go and do that. Then the kettle will click. I'll hear it click and I will go pour my water into my mug, steep my tea. Now, I don't know if you know this or if you really care, but the ideal time for green tea specifically to steep is 3 minutes. So I put a green tea into my Ember mug and then I go back to the bathroom to finish my skincare routine. So this is after my vitamin C and everything is soaked in. I throw on a moisturizer and at that point is when I take my heatless curls out. And I know we haven't talked about the heatless curls at all, but I do heatless curls the night before as kind of like a morning routine, morning time hack, because then I don't have to spend later in the morning doing my hair. So I'm a big heatless curl girly. I do it like the traditional way. I know a lot of people have been doing it the hunter way, like the antler antenna bug ear type of way, which if you've never seen it, you have no idea what I'm talking about. But I do my heatless curls like the traditional heatless curl way, and I love them and they work out fantastic. If you guys want to see it, I have like a video on Instagram. But anyways, my tea is steeping, I put my moisturizer on, and I take my hair out. And I do this like earlier in my morning routine because I want my like curls to fall, because I wrap them pretty like curly so that they get looser throughout the day. Also, I should mention, this is all happening before 6 a.m. Like, we were up at 5:30 and I'm doing all these things before 6 a.m. This is obviously nearing the end of the 5:30 to 6 timeline, but I have my moisturizer on, my curls are out, and then 3 minutes has passed and I go into the kitchen, I take my little green tea out, add some honey, and then I actually put my mug back on the charger because I don't drink it right away. I let my body like use the water that I gave it already, like when I chugged it first thing in the morning. So I let it sit and I head to the living room where I've already opened the curtains and I've already turned on the fireplace channel and I get ready to meditate. And meditation is something I've been doing for years and years and years. I use the Headspace app. I love Headspace. It is like my go-to. I've tried multiple other meditation apps and stuff like that, but I just love Headspace. I'll be a Headspace girly until I die. So I open the Headspace app, I connect it to my speaker, and I meditate. And then I do affirmations, and then I also do a visualization exercise. I've talked in depth about my Miracle Morning Routine, which is very much like about the spiritual side of my morning routine and my manifestation routine and like how I really tap into that in my everyday life and how I do it through my morning routine. So if you're interested, I will try to remember to link it in the show notes, but if not, you can just search Miracle Morning Routine and Conversations into wherever you listen to podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever, and it'll come up and then you can listen to it and get more info about my like very spiritual morning routine. But at this point now, my hair is out, my skincare is soaked in, I'm meditating. Once I'm done, I'll get up, I'll go into the kitchen, and then I'll grab my Ember mug, which is already done, already like did it as part of my morning routine, which is also kind of a hack, because if you know you're gonna do it, why not already have it done? And this can be if you're like a coffee drinker, or even if you don't have an Ember mug, just like doing it and then heating it up right before you go to do something else, like that is also another way to hack your morning, so you're not spending an extra 10 minutes doing something when you had like 10 minutes earlier, if that makes sense. But I come over here into the library, which is where we are right now if you're watching on YouTube, and I grab my Ember mug and I sit down and I read. And I read 10 pages of a nonfiction book every day. I talked about this in the 75 Soft episode 2. It's something that is like part of the challenge, but it is something that I've been doing for like the past 5-6 years as part of my morning routine anyways. So I come in here and I drink my tea and I read my book. And I do this specifically because something that I've noticed, there's been days obviously when I haven't done my morning routine because I'm not a perfect person and I can't do it every single day, but on the days that I'm not reading while also drinking my tea, it takes me 500 years to finish a cup of tea. And I think it's crazy because I give myself like 15 minutes to read a book and drink my tea. And lo and behold, when I'm done my 10 pages, the tea is also done. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just like giving myself more time means that I'm like giving myself more time to like just drink this tea. Actually, this does really make sense. I think it actually is in Atomic Habits, or it might be in Thursday is the New Friday, which is also a book I adore. But they say that work expands to time given. So if you give yourself 10 minutes to do a task, you get the task done. If you give yourself an hour to do a task, you'll get the task done, but you'll get it done in the last 10 minutes of the hour. So I think that giving myself like timeline or a time period to do my one habit, which is drinking my tea every day, while also combining it with my habit of reading a book, helps me complete both of them and not like dilly-dally on either of them. Because sometimes too, I could get distracted when I'm reading a book, like I'm thinking too hard about it, or one thing sparks another thing. And also too, in the morning, your brain is like mush. And if you have ADHD as well, and you don't wake up and immediately take your medication, because I mean, I don't do that. But if you're the person who doesn't do that either, you are so much more susceptible to like your mind wandering. And then you're suddenly you've wasted 45 minutes on 10 pages of a book and drinking tea because you've just like let yourself wander in your own brain. So a habit or like a hack that I do in the morning when it comes to reading is drinking my tea, reading 10 pages of the book, and giving myself the time limit to do both of them. After I'm done my reading and my tea, I get ready for the day. So I go into the bathroom and I start to get ready. A hack that I also love to do is picking out my clothes the night before. It just makes it efficient. Sometimes I don't like the outfit that I picked out the night before, and that's fine. I can always pick another outfit, but just having that option is reassuring because then I'm not like spending every single day standing in front of my closet and being like, I have literally nothing to wear. What am I gonna wear? I take the time the night before to kind of do it. So That's a great hack. But when I'm getting ready in the morning, obviously we already talked about the heatless curl situation. I love it because it just like truly cuts down your getting ready time. But if you're not a heatless curl girly, that's fine too. You can do your hair in the morning. But something that I really like to do and have it stacked together is getting ready and listening to an audiobook or a podcast or something kind of more on the educational side that's not like watching a YouTube video or listening to music. Now, if you're the kind of person who wants to watch a YouTube video or listen to music, you can absolutely do that. Some people like don't want to do educational content in the morning or aspirational content in the morning, and that's fine. But for me personally, I've been really loving for probably the last like two-ish years listening to a podcast right in the morning, especially if it's a podcast about like routines or like becoming a better version of yourself. But also don't get me wrong, I love podcasts that are just like chit-chatty life update kind of podcasts where I'm not necessarily like learning something groundbreaking that I needed to add into my routine or something like that, but it is still entertaining and I'm still like thinking about things and it's triggering more thoughts in my brain, which I think is a lot better for me in the morning than like just listening to music or watching a YouTube video. And also too, that's an area that you're habit stacking because you're getting ready, you're doing your makeup, your hair, whatever it is, but you're also listening to a book or listening to a podcast or something like that. And it can be an audiobook that's nonfiction. It can be an audiobook that is fiction. It can be whatever. It's just whatever you are working on or working towards or something that's aligned with your goals, you can listen to it while you're also getting ready. Once I'm done getting ready, that basically like sums up my morning routine, sort of. I want to talk about room association habit stacking and how you can maybe kind of add this to your own morning routine and just like your own life in general, because once I'm done getting ready, I will go into our bedroom and I will change into the outfit that I already picked. I guess I didn't mention that earlier, but like I choose an outfit the night before, but I don't put my outfit on before I start doing my makeup and my hair. I stay in my PJs, I stay in my robe, whatever I decided to put on that day, and I get ready that way because I know that I have like room associated habit stacking. So once I'm done, my makeup, my hair and everything, I go into our bedroom, I turn the big light on and I make the bed. And every single morning I make the bed and I'm not like a wake up and make the bed immediately person. And I think that's because I'm half German, which if you didn't know that, surprise, I'm half German. And like in Germany and like in German society, it's like very, very normal to leave your bed messy for like a few hours in the morning and like uncovered so your bed can breathe because you're in bed at night for 8 hours or more sweating and like all of that. And you want to just like air it out. You want to just give it a little bit of life. So I let the bed do that in the morning while I'm doing the rest of my morning routine. So by the time I go to make it, it's aired out. It's got a little breath of life back into it. So I make the bed and I'm still in my PJs at this point, but I make the bed. And once I'm done, I'll grab my outfit, I'll change out of my PJs, and I actually will fold my PJs onto the bed and then put my little morning time slippers next to my PJs and have that all there and good to go, which is a habit that helps me in my night routine, but I set it up in the morning, which is really nice. So if you also have an evening routine that you really like and you like things kind of a certain way, consider adding this like habit stack to your own routine of setting something up for your evening routine in the morning. But whatever, I change out of my PJs, I change into the outfit I'm wearing for the day, and before I head out of my bedroom, I actually stop into our ensuite bathroom where our perfume collection currently is. I put my perfume on the outfit that I'm going to wear for the day, and then I go into our guest bathroom, which we're currently using as our regular bathroom, and I finish like completely getting ready. So I do all of these tasks like change, make the bed, put on the perfume during the same time of the day because of room association. I know that I need to go into the bedroom to change my outfit, but I also know that I need to make the bed, but I also know that our perfume collection is in the bedroom. So I save these tasks for the end of my routine because I know they need to get done and it's easier to do them all when I'm in there versus going back and forth, like going into my bedroom, changing into my outfit, going into the bathroom, doing my makeup, going into the bedroom, taking my like PJs off the floor, putting them on the bed, going back into the ensuite, putting on perfume, making the bed, going back into, you know what I mean? Like, it just makes more sense to have room associated habit stacking for me. So I really like to do that. And once I'm out of the bedroom, I'll go back into the bathroom. I'll do a little cleanup of everything that I've gotten ready with for the day, like my makeup and my hair stuff. I'll do a quick, like, maybe max 3 minute tidy, just like picking stuff up, putting it away, put my jewelry on for the day, and then I'm done my morning routine. So that's like my morning routine and like the hacks and habit stacking and room association and all of that that like I've been doing. But I wanted to share with you guys some other habit stacking or like morning routine hacks that you guys might be able to implement into your own morning routines. One of them that I really love that I didn't mention in my morning routine is smart bulbs or smart lighting, because I'm a huge fan of the set it and forget it or put it on a schedule and don't have to worry about it type of thing. Like I said earlier, we hook all of our lights up to like our Amazon device and I am obsessed. Like the living room lights go on at the same time that my morning alarm goes on, jazz plays in our living room for a certain amount of time, then it stops, and then I have it like set up to wait like 2 hours and then turn the living room lights off because by that time the sun has rose. And I just like putting things on a set it and forget it routine, because when you do it that way, it's like one less thing that you don't have to worry about. You don't have to worry about turning the lights on, turning the lights off, or like playing music or asking them to stop, or like they don't hear you, which like happens literally all of the time. Having things on a set it and forget it schedule is like the best thing about smart home devices, I firmly believe. I love it. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to think about it. It's like not part of your morning routine, but it does support your morning routine because obviously we need to turn the lights on. We need to do those things, but you don't have to think about it. One more habit stack hack morning routine thing that I really love that we kind of like briefly touched on was doing things the night before. So that includes things like filling up my water bottles the night before so that in the morning when I have like mush brain and I can't really fully think straight and whatever, I don't have to wake up and do the action of filling up the water of doing those things. I can wake up, they're already there, and I can just drink them. So doing that the night before, setting myself up for a good morning, picking out my clothes the night before, like I mentioned earlier, doing my heelless curls, that kind of thing. Also a big one that my girlfriend is actually trying to implement more is packing her lunch the night before, because nothing honestly is more stressful than waking up in the morning, having to eat breakfast, but also have to pack your lunch before you go to work, because obviously my girlfriend doesn't work from home. And so she's been waking up, she's been having to cook, and then she's also been having to clean it up and then get ready for the day, which I think just like causes unnecessary stress. So if you're in kind of that same position or in that same boat, packing a lunch the night before, even if you just cook it the night before or you do meal prep or whatever, doing it the night before helps you so much for your next morning, because then you can spend time prioritizing other things that you would like to get done in your morning routine rather than carving out this time to cook and clean and then do the rest of your morning routine. My final thing that kind of like ties into it, which we also touched on earlier, is then setting yourself up in the morning to help yourself for the night. I know this isn't like a morning routine hack, but it is like an overall life day-to-day type of hack where you can set yourself up to have a better night, which then results in having a better morning. Because we all know that your night routine is what influences your morning routine. If you're having a shitty night routine, you're going to bed late and like you're not having a good sleep, you can have the best morning routine in the world, but you're going to be miserable and feel like shit. So having a good night routine and like setting yourself up the night before is like equally as important. So if you know you come home from work and you go to the gym, set yourself out your gym clothes and your shoes and your sneakers and whatever you need in your gym bag. Do it before you leave to your job, before you leave the house, before you get into anything else. Do that so that when you come home, you're not spending the time ripping around being like, what am I going to wear to the gym? Where is my shoes? Where is the lock? Where are all of these things? Do that the night before. Same goes with what I said about putting out my pajamas, because then when it's time to wind down, I'm home from the gym, I've eaten, I've had a shower, whatever, I can just get back into the pajamas because I know where they are. As you can probably tell, I'm very into the set it and forget it, easy breezy, set myself up in ways where like I don't necessarily have to like think too hard about the little things because I want to have more time to enjoy the things in my life and not spend like hours and hours making decisions. I always think about the quote about how like Steve Jobs had the 5 exact same t-shirts and pairs of pants, so he didn't have as much like decision fatigue throughout the day. That's how I really feel about hacking a morning routine or having habit stacks and stuff like in your life, because I want to enjoy my life. I don't want to spend every minute of my life making a decision and worrying about things. So doing things like habit stacking and hacking your morning and also your night and honestly throughout the whole day is a great way to combat that and take back your time. Now, on that note, I will say that like you don't have to wake up earlier. Like I said, you don't have to wake up earlier. You don't have to like have this crazy hours long morning routine. But I will say that when you become more efficient and more effective with your habit stacking, you'll be able to like tweak your morning routine to make it work better for you. So that could mean waking up later because you know you're already set yourself up the night before so you can actually sleep in, or it can be prioritizing different things that you want. Maybe one of your goals is to stretch in the morning, but you can't find the time. If you're habit stacking and you're making your life easier for yourself, you may find that you suddenly have the time. And so that's why I'm such a big fan of a morning routine, a habit stack, efficiency, effectiveness in your routines and your everyday life. And I really hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. I know it was a little bit shorter, but I've been having like episode trauma, recording traumas. I had to get this out for you guys, but this is a subject that I love and I love talking about and I love sharing about my morning routine and habit stacking and stuff like that. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. And if you did, please make sure to screenshot this episode and share it over on Instagram and tag me at ConversationsPod. I would love to talk with you guys about your morning routines, what you've been doing, hacks and stuff that you really love that have saved you time or like made you more efficient or have a better morning or evening routine or just like day in general. I would love to hear it. Before you go, please make sure to give the show a 5-star rating and review. It really does help me out and I would really appreciate it. I love you guys so much. I will see you next Wednesday. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Conversations. If you loved this episode, please don't forget to subscribe wherever you're listening and leave a rating and review as it really helps to grow and support the show. If you want to follow me from behind the scenes, updates, and more, you can find me on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at Your Girl Carly. New episodes drop every Wednesday and they're also available on YouTube if watching podcasts is more your thing. Thank you again for listening and I will see you next Wednesday.